Mornings with Matt and Bob, powered by Chewy. It's time to kick out some jams. This is where we hit some of the headlines that, well, we all might have missed. We might have missed them. You might have missed them. It's our job to catch them, though. And that's what we did. Now, this one hits close to home for me. One of Austin's longest-running and most popular festivals, and with those clues, you guys would say, what's the festival?
Spamorama.
Been around since the 70s, I believe.
Oh, Aquafest? I think you're going to go with Pecan Street Festival.
Pecan Street Festival, the downtown festival, one of the city's longest-running festivals before we went festival crazy, right?
Yeah.
Has a kind of a, well, at least one new home, if albeit temporary, and maybe a muddled future. We're not sure. So many changes in our city, and, you know, Pecan Street Festival is not immune. No, for those of you that are new to town, Pecan Street Festival is one of those kind of shut down the city streets, walking festival. You can buy wind catchers and dream catchers and tie-dye t-shirts and
right
local art. What else would they sell? Food, of course, drink.
You can get a winerita in a large plastic coconut or a large plastic yard of ale looking thing.
Yeah, I'm talking about the wares, though. You know,
my apologies. I can get a bad painting of Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Now, come on. Stop.
What?
We're trying to elevate. We're trying to encourage.
I'm not trying to be you inclusive. You asked me what I could get, and I'm being inclusive.
What
I'm
would make it bad? He's playing left-handed instead of right-handed?
Dude, come on.
In the painting, what?
Are you going to pretend you haven't gone there before and been like, oh, Jesus.
All right. Well, after decades, one of the city's longest-running festivals has a new home. They're not sure if it's going to be permanent, but the Pecan Street Festival...
Is it moving off of Pecan Street?
It is moving off of 6th Street, and I'll tell you why.
How did I miss this in the news today?
How did I miss it? Because it's coming to my neighborhood. It's going to be May 3rd and 4th at the Hill Country Galleria in Bee Cave, Texas, in beautiful, crime-free Bee Caves, Texas. Now, organizers of the festival cited that recent installation of bollards and rubber skirting.
Right.
Now, I say never mind the bollards. You know?
Here's the Sex Pistols.
And the rubber skirting on 6th Street would have forced them to significantly shrink the size of the event. I don't know what that all means. I think it's been a few hot minutes since I've been on 6th Street, even on the in the daytime. But they're going to move to the Hill Country Galleria for the spring. They've got a nice long kind of runway there down the middle. They'll close off that road, I'm sure.
That'll be a good time.
I think it'll be good for people like Tony, who've got a couple restaurants in there and... Some of the other...
Easy for the family.
And I think it'd be, you know, great for the city to discover the countryside of life that I live out in Bee Cave, Texas.
A little change of scenery. I like
and it. I'll be there. I'll be happy if the Pecan Street Festival people, because this is my year, it's looking like, maybe, if I don't, you know...
It's kind of huge.
Do something.
Huge.
I will be the Grand Marshal.
See the story.
If you want.
It's kind of a big deal to be like, hey, we're moving Pecan Street Festival off of Pecan Street. If you're newer to the city, you may not know, but 6th Street used to be called Pecan Street. In fact, all of the left-right roads or east-west roads
were named after trees.
And all of the up-down roads or north-south
rivers.
Roads were named after rivers.
Texas,
that's
in order. In order, yeah. as they splay across the
wow. state.
Now, if you remember, if you know anything about Pecan Street Festival, you know, it's a twice-a-year affair. It's spring and fall. They do not know if the September Festival has a home yet. So they're not sure. I don't know if both will be a Bee Cave, if only one will be a Bee Cave until they move it out to the Travis County Expo Center. That seems like where places things go to die, right?
I mean, no I know. Okay, for years and years and years.
Go to Decker Lake.
I worked at the Velveeta Room. I was a door guy. Then I was the manager and booker for a while. I was a comic there, of course, all those years as well. And I know that Pecan Street Festival, we really look forward to. It was the time of year, a very hot weekend for us, where families would bring their young kids up to the door and say, can my kid use your bathroom? And they would want to walk right next to the stage with their kid. while the show was trying to go on. And anybody who wanted to come see a show couldn't because of the traffic was so jacked up. And I feel like a lot of the businesses are really going to miss out on that important weekend where the street made it impossible to do business inside, in of doors. And I think that the... See what I'm doing here?
Yep. Well, I don't know. This is hot on the news of South by Southwest streaming, squeezing down the music portion and things like
well,
that.
Well, downtown's getting ready to be different. You know, they're situations. Getting ready to kind of tear up all of 6th Street because there's that investor and developer company that's coming from Dallas that's going to basically rebuild a large chunk of 6th Street and put office towers and hotels on 6th Street, leaving the facades of a lot of these important older buildings.
Right. Just put a boxing ring in the middle, too. Here's your next jam.
We're just done with that?
Oh, y'all want
to
go for
No, I don't
deeper?
Think there's any more to add to that other than I might check it out.
Okay.
But if
it
I can...
sounds like Chewy doesn't care where he gets the little bird that has the flippers that do this.
I know that's hot news, and we could probably go all day on it, but you know, I'm going to kick out one more jam before
now,
we
Bat
get back
Fest
to it.
Now, isn't moving, is it?
Which one?
Batfest? Yeah, it's not moving, is it?
Not that I know of, but I mean, if I were them, I would be a little worried, right?
At
the way
some
things
point,
are
yeah.
going.
I think they're all going to be gone. First, it's South by Southwest Music Weekend. Now,
hey, do we have fest exhaustion in the city? We certainly
possible.
Don't. We certainly don't have half marathon exhaustion, but do we have fest exhaustion? Are we finally saying, okay, we can calm down on just taking any idea, putting the word fest on it?
Remember that thing a few years ago? I was going to start
something called Altor Fest, where you just had cheaters come down.
Remember they were trying to make it where you couldn't use the word fest for some reason because of alcohol?
I don't
applied
remember
alcohol.
I don't remember that at all.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
That was like 20 years ago.